on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. Welcome to the Rosie on the House program. We are in the garden with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery, and Tony in Fountain Hills wants to talk mesquite trees. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much. I got a moderate-sized mesquite tree a couple of years ago, and it's done very well. It's grown fairly large, but it didn't want to grow straight. It grew at a fairly steep angle, and I've tried tying it back using, hose to protect the tree so it didn't throttle it. And I pulled it back, and it's been held back. It really took a lot of force to get it to straighten up. And it's been held back for, several months. But it doesn't seem to want to relax at all or grow straight. Do I have to free up the root ball or what?
You don't want to do that. You don't want to go in there and loosen the roots up and you damage, the roots. You could lose the tree. Mesquites are really, if you look in nature, they're a big bush. They like to really grow with multiple trunks or low branching. And then we try and put them in the landscape and make a nice straight single trunked tree out of them. And if you look around, you will find very few mesquites that have a perfectly straight trunk and a nice canopy. The better looking mesquites and the nicer ones that are in the landscape have probably several trunks or they're very low branched. And then you kind of thin them out and prune them, thin them up as they grow.
Now, so all desert trees are like that.
Pretty much.
Not just mesquites.
Yeah, Palo Verde, all of them. You're right. But because we have limited space in the landscape, we want to be able to see through and do things around it. We kind of try and make them something they're not. Again, going back to that statement we made about pruning, it's the right plant in the right place that really starts the pruning, either problem or opportunity or conundrum when we talk about pruning. So if the tree, it's going to be very hard to make that as straight as you probably want it, Tony, other than just continuing maybe to guy wire it, pull it over as much as you can till it kind of, stiffens up a bit. And then, it's going to take more than a couple months for that thing to get, the way you want it. Never get it perfect.
Other than a saguaro, what would be a straight up growing plant option for them?
A single trunked plant. Texas ebonies can be grown that way pretty effectively. I have no problem with using oaks, live oaks, in a low water use desert landscape. Again, it's more of a what I would call a true tree, a single trunk tree, grows straight. Chinese pistache wouldn't be a bad idea. So you're going to probably have to get away. Shoestring acacia, there's another good one that would be more of a true single trunked low water desert type tree.
There you go, Tony. We appreciate the call. Let's recap what our tip. It's pruning, and it really started back at roses.
We started with roses, but it's time to start thinking about pruning all your deciduous trees and shrubs, grapevines, and you want to prune them now so that they'll have lots of new luxuriant growth come spring and produce lots of flowers or fruit for you, because all of those types of trees and flowering shrubs like roses produce fruit and flowers on new growth. Best way to stimulate those is to prune off all the old growth this time of year, just going into the early spring so that they flush. You have lots of new growth, lots of flowers, lots of fruit, and you'll have beautiful plants.
And there's a wonderful resource for rose. It seems like there's rose societies all over the state if you wanted to learn how or go see it done.
We'll probably have lots of people calling us with their, I know Rito in Tucson does a pruning demonstration. We'll do some pruning demonstrations. The Mesa Community Gardens, if you want to volunteer to go help them prune the rose garden out there, they'll show you how to do it. That'd be the Mesa East Valley Rose Society. So yeah, there's no end of resources when it comes to learning how to prune.
Pruning comes to right tool selection. We want to make sure not just have one pruner for the job.
Good pruners, good sharp pruners, good well-maintained pruners, a hand pruner for the small stuff, a lopper for the... I like a long-handled lopper for even pruning roses to take those first cuts, because then you don't have to reach in there and get all
scratched up while you're going in.
That's right.
What do you think of pole pruners if someone's not comfortable on a ladder to reach up those higher ones? Are those...
Well, pole pruner, especially a saw, I think on the end of a pole is a pretty good tool, so you don't have to get up on a ladder. Now, when you get on the ladder and you have the pole pruner in your hand, you know you probably should have called
the arborist.
Integrity Tree Service.
All right, y'all, stay tuned. We're wrapping up the Landscape and Garden Hour here at Rosie on the House. We're going to be covering in the next 2 hours, looking back at 2013, what you, the Arizona homeowners, wanted to know most about in the year. What is it that we receive the most inquiries on, the most questions on? If you're in the mood for playing a little Rosie on the House Jeopardy, stay tuned and be prepared to get online, because we'll be pulling from four major categories: mistakes Arizona homeowners make, energy conservation, picking a contractor, and lawn and garden. Those will be the four categories for the Rosie on the House Jeopardy game this week. We'll be playing it when we get back. Listen, if you've got any questions you'd like to ask us about projects you'd like to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin here, we've all got a few extra days off. Maybe you've got a project you want to try and get done before you hit the office and the work and the new year in 2014 on Thursday. Give us a ring. We'll do everything we can to guide you along the proper tools, proper tips, and a couple tricks of the trade. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.